Welcome to the Apex Church podcast. Thanks for listening and we hope you enjoy today's message. Be sure to check out our website at www.apexchurch.org.uk and let us know you've been listening. Now prepare your heart to hear a word from God today.
You know, I've been reading the Psalms a lot over these last few weeks, and Psalm 34 really has been ministering, speaking into my heart, into my spirit. I want to read it. I want to bring encouragement to you. Psalm 34. Listen to what David said. I will praise the Lord at all times. I will constantly speak his praises. I will boast only in the Lord. Let all who are helpless take heart. Come, let us tell of the Lord's greatness. Let us exalt his name together. I prayed to the Lord and he answered me. Hey, there's the secret right there. Whatever you're going through, whatever you're facing, we can go to the Lord. He freed me from all my fears. Those who look to him for help will be radiant with joy. No shadow of shame will darken their faces. In my desperation, I prayed and the Lord listened. He saved me from all my troubles. For the angel of the Lord is a guard. He surrounds and defends all who fear him. Taste and see that the Lord is good. Oh, the joys of those who take refuge in him. Fear the Lord, you his godly people. For those who fear him will have all they need. Isn't that encouragement in this season we're living in? Even strong young lions sometimes go hungry, but those who trust in the Lord will lack no good thing. I want to share a thought that God put in my heart. It's really helped me over this last few weeks, and I believe that it's going to help you. It's found in Matthew chapter 1, verse 23, and we read this. The virgin will conceive and give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel, which means God with us. Now, you're saying right now, wait a minute, Neil, that's a Christmas verse. That's not normally a verse that we hear in March. But the thought is this, that the same God that we recognize is with us as Christmas is the God that we need to know is with us right now. If ever there was a time of self-isolation, feelings of loneliness being magnified because of current circumstance, we need to be reminded of this message. You need to know today God is with you. My first car was a Hillman Hunter. I know it dates me. I know. But you should have seen my second car. It was a beauty. It was a car that my dad had lovingly restored. He was into that. He loved to take old things and restore it to its former glory. And my dad had a Volvo 164E. Now, that what E is very important. He bought this car. He had a complete paint job done on it. New bonnet, new windscreen. I actually remember being with him when he went to buy that. It was looking beautiful. Now, I know some of you right now are going, I remember the old Volvos because what they were known for was the big bonnets that were out front. And they weren't the prettiest of looking cars, but I tell you, they were jolly safe. And this car had what you call PAS, power assisted steering. It was relatively new, I guess, at that time. But because of the size and the weight of the car, you really needed that. If you didn't, you really had to have muscles to turn that thing around. Well, I remember Phyllis was across from Northern Ireland. That's my wife. We weren't married at the time. And I took her out on a date. We went ice skating through in Aberdeen. Yes, it dates me. It was a frosty night. And we're driving back home and would you believe it, I hit ice. And I was always taught, you know, try and drive into the skid. But forgetting about the power-assisted steering, what did I do? I overcompensated. And we went off the road. We took out 10 cement posts. Boom, 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 boom. I can remember it today. And, I thought, my goodness, is this the end? What's going to happen? Eventually, the car came to a stop, checked that Phyllis was all right. Of course, you're going to do that. Jumped out of the car. And would you believe it? This Volvo that didn't look great, but had this long bonnet, had this inverted V now, where it had taken out the posts. I was never so glad that I had something in front of me. I'm here to bring you good news. I'm not here to talk about something in front of you. I'm saying that when you're facing times of trouble, you have someone who is with you. His name is Jesus. And what a timely message. Behind me, before me, behind me, always beside me. I am not afraid. Now listen, church. Because God is with me, that is a secure foundation. Psalm 11, verse 3, we read, when the foundations are being destroyed, what can the righteous do? Have you ever known a time when so much is being shaken economically, socially, hospitality, the travel industry, your pension planning, the things that we have built our life on is literally being shaken. The secure foundations that we thought were immovable are being shaken. What are you building on? What am I building on? Because that's really what it comes down to in this season, in this time. When it comes to your job, your employment, your financial planning, what are you building on? Is it your human wisdom? The Bible tells us a great story of a man that built his house upon a rock. That's the foundation. Scripture says that the rains came, the wind, it blew. But you know what? That house was secure because it was on a right foundation. Scripture also tells us of a man, he's actually called a foolish man, because he built his house on the sand. Scripture says that the wind came once again, the rain came. But you know what? His house fell. Why? It all had to do with foundation. Now notice something. For both the wise man and for the foolish man, there was the same rain and there was the same wind. It had nothing to do with the elements. It had everything to do with the foundation. And I think today, more than ever, yes, my Christian friend, yes, those of you that have tuned in that just thought, hey, let's see what this guy's going to speak about. Your foundation is so important. And because we have that right foundation, because we know that God is with us, then here's the other thing. We can also know that we're forgiven. I love the gospel. I love the fact that the gospel, the Bible tells me, is good news. What is that good news? The good news is this, that the God who is with us is the God who came in the person of Jesus Christ to forgive us of our sins, that we can have a right standing with God. When I crashed that car and I knew, oh, I wonder what my dad's going to say. I knew the money that he had spent. I knew the work and the effort. I knew how much that car meant to him. So what do you do in time of trouble? Well, I'll tell you what I did. I called my big brother. His name's Philip. And before I could even get back home, Philip had already got in there and he said to my dad, well, there's some good news and there's some bad news. What do you want first? My dad says, what's going on? He says, and this is what my brother said. He says, well, the good news is, he says, your boy is safe. He's not unharmed. He's well. He says, the bad news, your car is wrecked. I tell you what, folks, I'm glad that I had a big brother who was with me, who was able to go to my father on my behalf. And before I even got there, you know what? Dad wasn't concerned about his car. He was only concerned about our well-being. This is the beauty of God with you. It's the fact that you know not only do you have a secure foundation, but you can know today that you are forgiven. It's amazing. In the book of Lamentations, we read this, the steadfast love of the Lord, it never ceases. His mercies, they never come to an end. They are new every morning. And that's God's promise for you. Because God is with us, we can have a secure foundation. Because God is with us, we know we're forgiven. But because God is with us, I know this, in this uncertain times, that my footsteps are ordained by the Lord. People are concerned, people are worried, and rightly so. We're anxious. You know, I don't know what tomorrow brings. I put my trust in God, but the truth is that the same winds and rain that came on that wise man that also came on the house of the foolish man, the truth of the matter is that we're all in this together. But I thank God for his promise. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. Why? Because you're with me. Your rod, your staff, they comfort me. God is with you through this season. And he will, if you will allow him, guide your footsteps. You know, for a Christian, this is a walk through. We don't know how long this is going to last. We don't know what it's going to look like the other side when we come through this. By God's grace, we will. But come on, we're walking through this. I remember the first preaching trip I was going to out in the States. Normally, I was with my brother. I was a bass player. I know it was a long time ago. Big afro. You should see that picture. I looked the part, I'm telling you. It was all the rage. Think Commodores. Think Michael Jackson when he was still black. That's the afro that I had. And I was doing my first preaching trip alone in the States. I was so nervous. I was so anxious. And would you believe it, just prior to that, my wife Phyllis, she had been pregnant. She was pregnant and she miscarried. Our oldest boy, Neil, the only child we had at the time, he had an accident. And then, for a strange reason, I sat on the end of my bed just trying to consider everything, that was happening. And I slipped off the bed and I banged my head in the wardrobe, ended up in hospital, had to get a stitch and a plaster across my forehead. And I'm thinking to myself, I'm going, and I'll be honest, I had this conversation with the Lord. Have you ever had a conversation with Jesus? I says, here I am going to preach, going to minister for you, Jesus. And my wife's had a miscarriage. My son is sick. And look at the mess of me now. This is nuts. And I grumbled and I complained. I would love to say I was full of faith. I wasn't. I was mumbling. I was grumbling. I was negative. We're on the plane. And when we get onto the plane, the captain says, we're sorry. Because of some technicality, the plane is going to be late in taking off. Now, for most people, that didn't matter. For me, it was a big deal because I knew that we only had a short window to catch our connecting flight. So I turns to my wife, Phyllis, and I goes, there you go again. There we go. What else could go wrong? Mumbling, grumbling, negativity. Halfway across, on that plane, people sleeping, suddenly, I just sense God begin to speak into my heart and into my spirit. And you know what he said? He says, Neil, I'm with you. Neil, you're maybe facing challenge, but I'm with you. I'm with you in your yesterdays. I'm with you in your todays. And I am with you, Neil, in your tomorrows. I'm with you. And suddenly my spirit began to lift and I began to pray and praise and give thanks to God. And my wife, Phyllis, was sleeping. And I'll be honest, I woke her up gently and I says, Phyllis, guess what? The Lord is with us. And Phyllis looked at me the way only a wife can look at a husband. And she says, you have been negative and moaning and complaining. And I was in a sleep. And now you have caused me to awake from my slumber and my sleep. Well, she didn't say it that way. And she said, to tell me what the Lord. And I says, Phyllis, I feel an excitement in my spirit. The Lord is with us. Well, would you believe it? When we got off that plane, we cleared immigration, security, and we went to pick up our suitcases. The first suitcase that came down on the conveyor belt, guess what? It was mine. Never happened to me before, never happened since. And I thought, well, and I turned to Phyllis and I said, you see, the Lord is with us. Then this thought crossed my mind, wait a minute, there's a baggage handler there that's saying, wait a minute, look at Neil Cameron, he's all excited, here's what we'll do. We'll send his first case down, but we'll hold on to the rest until last. The second suitcase, the third suitcase, and my son's buggy. 1, 2, 3, 4. Neil, the Lord is with you. And maybe you're facing challenge. Maybe you're facing situation right now where you're saying, God, where are you? Because God is with us, we have a secure foundation. Because God is with us, we know that we are forgiven. We have a right standing with him. And because God is with us, I know that he will guide our footsteps. And I want you to take encouragement this morning. We're going to go to communion in a short while, but I want you to take encouragement this morning. If you remember nothing else I've said, remember this. God is with you. Neil, when I'm confused, God is with you. When my family's sick, God's still with you. When I don't understand if I'm even going to have a job when we come out of this, the Lord is still with you. Put your trust in the Lord. Maybe you're here and you don't know Jesus. Maybe you've just tuned in. The greatest thing I can say to you is because God is with you, you can have a relationship with Him. I spoke about the fact that you can be forgiven. I would love, if you've never responded to Jesus, if you've never responded to His love, I would love if you would get in touch with us. Or perhaps you'll even take the time to pray with me right now because you're saying, I want the God who is with us to be with me. He will forgive you of everything you've done, wherever you've been, whatever you've done. You can find the forgiveness of the Lord Jesus Christ. Come on, would you pray along with me this morning? Dear Lord Jesus, I recognize I'm a sinner. I'm thankful that you are my Savior. Forgive me of my sin. Come into my heart. I confess that you are my Lord and you are my God. I want this God that Neil has spoken about to be with me. In Jesus' name, amen. You know, if you prayed that, that's the greatest prayer that you could ever pray. If this situation has caused you to come to the realization that you need a Savior, that you need a friend who will never let you go, then we are so glad that we could come to where you are and share the good news of the gospel. God is with you.